Reviews Blogcast.
Hello and welcome to That Game Review Blogcast, episode 1, the show that comes to you, even though it is obviously the end of the world today. That, dear listeners, is true dedication. I'm Detective Ryan Archer, and with me today is my partner in crime, Mr. Joey Hancock. Say hello, Joey.
Hello there.
Okay, thank you for that rather disturbing introduction to yourself. And now for the blog updates. Joey, you have those, don't you?
Yep, at the moment on the blog we have Brink, New Vegas, soon to be Portal 2, Homefront, and the movie which I cannot pronounce. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and say that?
Yeah, I think the movie Thor, but Joey, can you just say it how you say it, please?
Thor.
Right, and if you would like to laugh at Joey over the internet, please send any laughable mail to thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. That's thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. Please do, please. That would actually make my day. But Joey, you did miss out a crucial review. It was very crucial. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
You're kidding, right?
No, I wasn't. Just because it's my review doesn't mean it's any less good.
Just to let you know, we'll soon be getting into LA Noire, so check back at the site throughout the week to find LA Noire.
Yep, that will include both our thoughts, so it's a joint review. Anyway, away from...
I'd just like to point out that Ryan doesn't actually own the game, so I'll be given the best parts, alright?
Well, I don't own the game yet. It didn't come through. Because...
You haven't even bought it yet.
No, I didn't order it, that's why it didn't come through. Yeah, Joey almost spilled his drink. Right, and moving on to Joey, you have the agenda up, so you can tell us.
Alright, and now it's time to ask each other what we've been playing. So recently, Rory, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a bit of a New Vegas, which yeah, I know it came out like, what, 6 months ago? But I absolutely love that game. Best game ever. I completed it twice, I'm on my third run through. I'm waiting for PSN to come back up so I can download the DLC, but I love it. Yeah.
Got to say, that is a very good game.
Yeah, even though it has, like, God knows how many glitches, and I actually managed to break the game on one of my playthroughs, I fast-travelled out of the area after, in the last mission where I'm not meant to be able to travel out the area, so...
Woo. Thinking outside the box there, right? Okay. Okay, if you want to know more about New Vegas, go over to our website, thatgamereviewblog.blogspot.com for more info on
it. Yeah, I have got the review up there. So, yeah, I think it got a 9.9, didn't it?
Yeah. That's because you rated it. What else you been playing, Rory?
I've been playing a little bit of the lag ball, which Splash Damage managed to get into a box to call Brink.
Poor game.
Yeah, I mean, has that game got dedicated servers? I don't think it has on the console version, has it?
No, but I can't wait until we do a spoof of it.
yeah, no, I mean, that game is just poor. It is fun. I'm not going to deny that it's a fun game to play when it works, which...
I'm going to deny that it's a fun game to play because it's absolutely bullcrap.
It's not... It is a fun game when it works because... It just barely ever works. I mean, offline it plays alright. I mean, there's no lag.
But you need to remember, offline is exactly the same as online.
Except you don't play with human players and the AI's rubbish.
Yeah, but, so either way, both sides have got something crap about it. What did you rate it, right?
I think I gave it an overall of 7, which is mediocre. It's an okay game. I wouldn't pay £40 for it. I'd probably wait until... You can get it for about 30 pre-owned already, I think. And considering it hasn't got an online pass, you might as well pick it up for 30. I'm not going to deny that it's a good game for 30.
To be fair, we should just bin it now.
I'm not binning it. I could trade it in for about 30.
To be fair, then, we should revoke it now. Alright, what else you been playing, Ryan?
Lastly, I've been playing a bit of Portal 2, which I managed to complete... As any self-respecting gamer has.
I haven't.
You're not a self-respecting gamer, though. You're just you. You don't deserve a title.
Why am I on this blog, then?
Because you asked. nicely.
Marcia.
Just a note, Joey has actually left the room. Oh, hang on, he's back. Yeah, but no.
Sorry.
No, I did like the game. I found it to be absolutely hilarious. I love Wheatley, even though he is a bit of a twisted robot. I like GLaDOS, again, bit of a twisted robot slash...
Shock, you like GLaDOS.
I find it funny, as I've said, and I think the gameplay element's alright, and the puzzle's fine, but I think it does rely a lot on comedy. I mean, I don't know what you thought about that.
Well, I thought that it does rely way too much on comedy. They have thought about the gameplay, but if you play Portal 1, you go into Portal 2. The only different thing, really, is the puzzles. And I'd say the best thing about Portal 2 is the fact that you can see outside once and again.
Yeah, you can see outside, and obviously, I'm not going to ruin the ending. But spoiler alert, if you don't want to know anything, there is a part where you do go outside, literally, into space.
Oh, I haven't even played that bit yet. Cheers.
You're welcome. I did say spoiler alert, so...
Another spoiler, Wheatley takes over the world.
He does? Wait, even I ain't got to that part and I completed the game.
yeah, it's in the free DLC.
Which hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but, you know...
But yeah, no, I like that game. I think... Has the review gone live yet?
No, it has not, but we have... Currently in the process of editing.
Alright, yeah. I don't know if we put it up yet. But yeah, no. I think I'm saying too much. I definitely think that. But yeah, it's a good game. Buy it. And buy the PS3 copy, because you get a free PC version. So yeah, what did you think about the game?
I thought it was a brilliant game overall, but it had so many faults. It's just too basic. The Source engine, still there.
Yeah, I mean... But how old's that engine now? It's got to be at least, 5-7 years?
Yeah, needs new ones.
Yeah, but they said they were never going to release a new engine. I think that was the whole point behind it. Valve said, oh yeah, we're never going to release a new engine now, we're just going to upgrade this one. But
Some people need to sort their lives out then, don't they?
Well, yeah, debatably. I mean, Valve has a huge fan followers, so yeah, we might want to not upset them. I apologise in advance, so please... If you want to send a hate mail, send it to thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. Please use subject heading, I hate Joey. Thank you. I just think the game looks old, but plays well.
Okay, then.
And there is free DLC coming for it, which is, I think it's coming in June. But yeah, Joey, what have you been playing?
Well, yesterday I purchased L.A. Noir.
Hang on, get it right. Did you purchase it or did you rent it?
I purchased a game for once in my life.
Wow. I think that is a first.
Breakthrough, innit?
Yeah. Did you buy it in Blockbuster, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Anyway, what do you think about it?
I think it is an absolutely brilliant game. Great graphics. Everything about it's fun. The gameplay, the detective side... All of it, really. And to be honest, I'm glad I went Blockbuster, because I got LA Confidential.
How much did you pay for that, though?
I didn't pay nothing for that, because it came free as a pre-order offer.
Wow. So, if you did pre-order... was it only a pre-order offer? So if I went there now to buy it, I wouldn't get one?
No, but you could still purchase it for about £3 in there, so...
Yeah, but is it worth purchasing?
Don't know, I haven't watched it yet, but we will be watching that tonight.
And we will possibly be reviewing it, depending on how good and or bad it is. I mean, there's no multiplayer to this game, though.
Yes, but this is one of those games that doesn't need multiplayer, because of the outstanding campaign. Like, you remember all the old GTAs, like San Andreas, GTA 3, Vice City, all that sort of stuff. It's... Like, you loved those stories. It's near enough a HD one of those, but you're a good person for once in your life.
Hang on, are you telling me Rockstar are making a game based on a good person?
Yep.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry, I don't know what to say about that. But every game nowadays has some sort of online play. I mean, the only one... that doesn't, which I do like, is Fallout, which obviously has no online play at all. But
let's be honest though, they're probably going to end up bringing out some sort of DLC for it, and it's one of those games that if you're bored or something, you can just sit on it for hours on end, just having non-stop fun.
Yeah, but if you sit on it for hours on end, you're going to complete it and then be bored, surely.
Yeah, but I sat on it hours on end today. The only reason I had to get off it was because I overheated my PS3.
Yeah, don't do that again. And don't make me touch it, because it hurts. That wasn't funny. You would recommend buying this game, though?
I would recommend buying it, doing everything you can with it, even making love to it.
Obviously, we would only recommend buying it if you are over 18.
Nah. Get a parent.
Yeah. Well, if your parents buy it and it's fine for you to play it, then...
Or if you look 18.
Yeah, it's your parents' choice. Anyway, what else have you been playing? Anything?
To be fair, Uncharted 2. That's about it, really. But I don't have much to say about that because it is just an all-round another awesome game. There's not really much you can say about it. It's flawless. Everything's good about it. Actually, no, I have just found one flaw. The climbing of the scaling of buildings. It's terrible.
Yeah, I can't really say much about the game because that is on my pile of shame. I need to play that game, and I'm...
I shall lend it to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'd have to say the other game which I've been playing, which we started up together, started playing, Guild Wars.
Oh, yeah, which I incidentally haven't played in about a week now. But, we can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We love it. To be fair, it has got a few faults, but if you've watched the trailer for Guild Wars 2 and you played Guild Wars 1, you know that there's going to be something good about it. Look forward to a review, because I have just decided that we're going to review it.
You have? Yes, we have, apparently. Look forward to that review. I'm sure it will be...
an epic review.
I was going to say mediocre, but epic works just as well. That game, I mean, I found the only problem with it is the level cap. I mean, I've been playing it for about 3 to 4 days, and I'm halfway through the level cap.
I'd say that is one big problem, but if you play World of Warcraft, you'll find that most people grind on that. You can grind on this, but it doesn't give you that same feeling as it does as achieving a completion of a quest and getting your XP from that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I found. I found that when I completed a quest and I got my XP, I'm like, but I don't want this XP. I don't want to level up, because otherwise the game's just going to end too quickly. I'm not going to be able to level up, and I'm just going to get bored of it.
Well, we're hoping for Guild Wars 2 to bring a higher level cap to it, because if you watch the trailer for Guild Wars 2, you see the artwork for it, you see the architecture, you see the fact that you cannot grind on it. It just brings warmness to my heart.
Yeah, I wasn't really looking at the architecture or artwork. I was looking at the animated girls with big tits.
Yeah, of course you was.
Excuse me, what are you trying to imply?
Alright then, moving on to 5 second question time. Ryan, what is that?
It's a name for a topic which we're going to do.
Okay then, so can you explain what it is?
I can.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to? Oh, right. Okay. 5 second question time. Pretty much I'll be giving... Well, Joey will give us a question. There may be multiple answers to it, and we have 5 seconds to think of one of those answers off the top of our head. The question is something we haven't seen before, we haven't researched, and therefore will probably only last about 10-15 seconds, because we are rubbish.
Yes.
Joey, what's the question?
Name a PlayStation 3 exclusive. Yeah!
Right, so, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Am I ready?
Yes, you are.
Right, in 3, 2, 1. Joey, name a PlayStation 3 exclusive game.
Uncharted 2.
Infamous.
Uncharted 1.
Infamous 2.
That hasn't been released yet, but yeah, Socom.
Killzone.
Mag.
Little Big Planet.
White Knight Chronicles.
Sugar. Oh, Demon's Souls.
Wipeout.
Okay.
And he's out. Yeah.
Oh, that was close. Congratulations, Joe. You've won our first 5-second question time.
Oh, look, right, we got some of them up there because they're right there in our notes because we got our for the free PSN titles.
Why didn't I go Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty?
Okay, I think that makes me the winner, so why don't you send your praise mail to this email address?
thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. But don't. Just don't bother.
But the subject title is Joey, you legend. Alright, moving on to the news. Ryan, what have you got for us?
I don't know if I should tell you now. Do you want to hear about the free PSN titles that Joey's just explained about in the last segment?
Yeah, I think they do. I think everyone does.
Alright then, as some of them may have already been mentioned, we will be getting some free PSN titles when the PlayStation Store comes back up, which is rumoured to be 24th of May, although Sony are pretty bad at keeping to their deadlines.
Yeah, considering it was rumoured to come out 3 days back after it went down, but no, we're a month later.
Yeah, but the free titles are 2 of the following 5. Fury HD, Wipeout HD, sorry, plus the Fury expansion pack. Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty, Little Big Planet 1, Infamous, and Dead Nation.
I'm going to recommend Wipeout HD and the expansion pack because Wipeout has always been a big favourite of mine, especially now that it's in HD.
Yeah, HDs are always better.
I have Infamous. I would recommend that because that is a brilliant game.
Yeah, they're the two I'm getting, so.
I haven't played Little Big Planet 1, but I played number 2 and that was very good. And Dead Nation, your average over-the-top shooter, doesn't look too good. But Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty, everyone's a fan of Ratchet and Clank except for Ryan.
I like Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, well, this one's only a 3-hour campaign, so now you don't like Ratchet and Clank.
Well, it got a 7.5 on IGN.
Yeah, but still terrible. Alright, moving on. What's the PSP titles?
PSP titles? Does anyone still own one of those?
Yes, I used to, but I don't anymore. But the person I sold it to clearly does. Alright, you get 2 of the following 4. Little Big Planet, PSP, Killzone Liberation, Pursuit Force, and Mod Nations.
Yeah, Mod Nation Racers. Yeah, for anyone that still owns a PSP, first of all, why? Second of all, yeah, they're the games you get.
And we're also rumoured to get a free weekend of films to download, but we lose them after a week, which is pretty terrible.
Well, you don't expect them, because otherwise people will just be there downloading God knows how many films over the weekend. Not watching them, just downloading them to keep them, and then pirate them, probably.
Yeah, you've got a point, but I bet we can keep them if we turn off our PSN once we've downloaded them. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, but they will turn off the PSN.
No, but if we turn off our PSN once we've downloaded them, they can't delete them.
True, true. Not that we're endorsing that you do that, of course.
But try it out, though.
No, don't.
Alright, I'm going to try it out and I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, but that is obviously just a rumour. But Joey, there was a small matter of a little tiny indie game being announced this week, wasn't there?
An indie game?
Yeah, this is a small game. Barely anyone plays it anymore.
Oh, well, yeah. It's pretty rubbish, I've heard, but I think you'd all like it. Modern Warfare 3! Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay. I don't... Well, I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, sure. I know you are. Everyone is. Modern Warfare 2 was great for the first 5 months. Then it got rubbish. I'm sure this one will be good for a good 5 months. Then it'll go down. Everyone will go back to Blops, even though Blops is a load of rubbish as well.
Blops was so, even worse than Modern Warfare. But
yeah,
Blops...
Yeah, so... I think we should get off the Call of Duty subject, because it just stresses me out whenever I talk about it. Let's move on to SpongeBob!
Yeah, SpongeBob SquigglePants has been announced for the 3DS. That's good news, because it's a 3DS game, it's a start. You know, that's one of the, what?
Yeah, but it's been let down big. Do you know why?
Why?
Because of SpongeBob.
Excuse me, what are you trying to say about SpongeBob?
SpongeBob sucks.
Okay, no arguments here. But there could well be a new problem with the PSN.
Shock!
Yeah, well, it is Sony. What have they messed up this time?
Alright, well, apparently people can change your password again based on your username, email, and date of birth obtained in the original hack. This is provided by Eurogamer by the source called Nelevia.
Yeah, just to clarify what Joey didn't state too obviously there, the original source was Nelevia, and it was proved by Eurogamer. They proved how to do it. Basically, it's where when you first download the update 3.6.1, now PSN's back up, well, some of PSN's back up, you have to change your password. They made it manual. If you're not doing that on the console that you created your PSN account on, you have to put in your username, email, your email is your username, and your date of birth, both of which were obtained in the original hack, and so both of which can be used by the hackers to hack your PSN. Sounds good. Well done, Sony. Yeah.
Pretty terrible, but it's no shock there. I mean, it's PSN. I could quite easily go back to Xbox any time now. You know, job at Asda.
Yeah, Joey's just got a new job.
No, I don't have it. I'm just hoping for it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get it. Yeah, moving on. Oh. Yeah, well, moving on to the free Brink DLC for the people that will still have that game when it comes out, which will probably be me.
You trading games like I, you know.
Yes, good metaphor there, Joey.
I don't know what that is. You trading games like I spend money.
You have no money.
I know.
So how do I... So I trade in no games because I have no games.
No, because I spend my money so fast, that's the reason I don't have no money.
Yeah, but you don't get... Okay, right. But yeah, no, the free Brink DLC, no one really cares. I mean, sure, it's free, but it's probably going to be like one map, and then a week later they're going to release, ooh, look, this is a new DLC, and it's going to have four maps.
But nobody's going to care about it, because it's Brink.
Yeah, and it's probably going to cost about $12.99.
Let me just clarify this. They've went from a great game, Fallout, down to meh.
Yeah, but just it's not the same developer. Obviously, Obsidian developed Fallout, and this is Splash Damage making Brink, which
So basically, Bethesda have stooped lower.
Yes, but I don't really want to say that because obviously I think Splash Damage are a UK company and I like UK made games because I'm in the UK, so.
Yeah, but it makes no difference whatsoever. They can't produce a good game. Alright, moving on!
Yeah, to a game I know you're excited about. Soul Calibur 5 has been announced at Namco Bandai's Level Up event in Dubai this week, and it's going to come out in 2012.
To be honest, after the week that I've had playing Soul Calibur 4 with my mate, I'm not looking forward to it because I got beaten 10-0.
Yeah, but was he playing as Yoda?
No, he was playing. We were playing random characters, actually.
Alright, because, yeah, wasn't that the game that you got Yoda and Darth Vader? And I think the Wii version got Link.
But Link?
Link.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to buy a Nintendo Wii.
You have a Nintendo Wii. Don't you? I thought you had a Wii.
So did I.
Yeah, you do.
Moving on.
yeah, no, what do you feel about the game? Are you excited?
I will be excited for about a few days after it comes out, because let's be honest, fighters do get on your nerves.
Yeah, I have Street Fighter 4 on 3DS, and I haven't played that in months.
Yeah, because it's a 3DS game. Alright, moving
Possibly.
On.
This is your story, Joey.
I really hate to say this because this is the game that I have lusted for the past year.
I'm happy that you're saying it because I don't really care about it.
I hate to tell you this, guys. Mass Effect 3 has been delayed.
Until?
Either January, February, or March of next year.
So that's quarter one of next year. But it doesn't make much difference. So it's coming out quarter four of this year.
It's Quadrant, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's only going to make like a 3 months difference.
Yeah, but
maximum.
But 3 months of not playing that game. I absolutely loved Number Two. The story, brilliant.
Yeah, but there must be a reasoning to why BioWare aren't bringing it out, and
I'm hoping that it's just to develop it more, because the shooting in the first one was pretty poor. You go into the second one, they've really improved it, but this third one it makes me think that it can be the best in the world, because the first one had great city exploration, but the second one didn't. So maybe this one will be even better, because this one is set on Earth.
Yeah, because didn't you see like this big alien thing raping Big Ben in the trailer? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's homicidal rape.
Yeah, on Big Ben as well, as a landmark. yeah. I'm not really bothered about the game.
Well, I think if you play Mass Effect 3, you're gonna have a whole new view on it, because I play
Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. When it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so should we move on now? Because this next one, I think you're going to want to announce, because I don't really want to announce it, because I know it's going to be terrible. Go ahead.
I don't want to announce it, because I don't even like Tekken. Which I have just teased at. That's right, tease. Tekken Blood Vengeance, a movie of the game, has been announced also at Level Up Namco Bandai.
It is an animated film of one of the games, but as we all know, games of films are rubbish. So let's be honest, how can a film of a game be any better? Except for the exception of Halo Legends, possibly the Gears movie which is coming out, and
Uncharted movie.
The Uncharted movie and
Resident Evils.
And the Mass Effect movie and Resident Evils.
Yeah, I think the Resident Evils were pretty good. What I haven't put in the notes here, which I probably should have, is that it's also going to be available in 3D. Because everyone cares about 3D nowadays.
What, they're doing an animated film in 3D?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I'm not sure.
Do you mean like animations like cartoon characters or like Final Fantasy Advent Children sort of style?
I don't know.
You got like the proper cartoon characters and you got like 3D ones. Is it going to be a 3D one, do you reckon?
Yeah, probably. We'll go with that.
Yeah, let's just move on because it's not really worth talking about.
No. Ridge Racer Unbound is set for a February 2012 release worldwide.
Dark Souls is me.
Yeah, so does anyone actually care about Ridge Racer?
I have to be honest, Ridge Racer is a decent game. In the day, it's sort of fallen downhill.
Yeah, they milked it.
Yeah.
Ridge Racer 3D was a terrible game.
So basically, the past two things that we've said about Tekken and Ridge Racer have both been milked.
Yes. I like milking things. Yeah, okay. Moving away from milking things, because that's just weird. Let's go on to the next story, which I believe is yours, Joey.
Yeah, Dark Souls, the sequel to Demon Souls, is coming out in October 2011 in North America.
Yeah.
I cannot clarify on the Europe release, but I'm hoping it will come out soon, because Demon Souls was a challenging game. I never played it, but I've just heard it's challenging.
Yeah, that game kicked your ass. And apparently it's going to get harder. Just to clarify, I think it's the same time for Europe, but it wasn't in the news story.
Okay, but, then.
I have got more to say.
I don't care. Carry on.
I said the game was going to get harder.
Yeah.
Because that's what they said was going to happen. I don't know how it could get harder, because I did play that game.
Was it hard?
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to get any harder unless the game literally just comes to life and whips you.
Okay, that sounds cool. Right, moving on. Now, you're going to announce this, Roy, because I know you have the terrible 3DS.
It's not that bad. It just gave me a headache.
Yeah, after half an hour of playing it.
15 minutes, actually. And can you stop speaking so loud?
I'm so sorry.
I have still got that headache. Ace Combat 3DS is in the works.
Woohoo, we all love Ace Combat.
Well, some people do.
Some people have no lives either.
Yeah, I'm talking about the same people that still have a PSP. The whole two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, well, moving on, because that's not really important. Well, that's the end of the news. If you have anything to say on any of those subjects, please email us at thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com, or alternatively, you could get us at the blog, which is thatgamereviewblog.blogspot.com.
By commenting on the post, which we will be putting up, which goes with the blogcast, and...
Moving on.
Yeah. I want to just interrupt there. You can also send us an email again to, you know, like, tell us about things you want to know about. We will find that out for you.
Yeah, if you want to know something and you haven't got the internet, which obviously will need to email us, so I don't know why you would do that. Yeah. But you just haven't got the patience to look it up on the internet and you'd rather spend more time emailing us, we would appreciate that. Yeah, you can hit us up at thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com.
Okay.
Moving on. So now it's time for a segment we like to call Character Wars, which is the only name for it since it's our own segment. Basically, what we will do in this section is name a character and you guys vote to see who goes through to the final. So I'll name a character, Joey will name one, and then you guys can send us an email voting for your character at thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at thatgamereviews, or you can go on to the blog at thatgamereviewblog.blogspot.com and vote on the Character Wars thread on there, which will update each podcast episode. And we'll have the new characters. So my character this week is the girl who likes to kick ass, Samus. Yeah, what have you got to say about that, Joe?
Ain't she the lady man?
Yeah, she's the one that is a lady in a man's, like, armour in Metroid.
Who developed that?
Don't know. It's a Nintendo first party game, so...
Sounds messed up. Alright then, moving on. Let's move on, yeah.
Well, who's your character?
My character is Cloud Strife, the main protagonist of the best game in the world, Final Fantasy VII.
So you like that game, then?
I love that game. I'd marry that game. I was born to play that game.
And you said Samus was messed up.
Yeah.
I think you're messed up. So if you would like to vote for those characters, you know where to go. If you can't remember about 30 seconds ago, I will remind you. You can hit us up on the Twitters at ThatGameReviews. You can email us at thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com. Or alternatively, you can vote on the blog at www.thatgamereviewblog@blogspot.com.
And you can also find the links to those pages at our blog, which Ryan has just said.
Yeah. So, there we go. Next segment, Joey.
Right, we're going to do guest spot review score. And Ryan will explain what that is.
Yeah, guest spot is where we will choose a game that is coming out the following week, or if obviously there is no game coming out next week, then obviously we won't have the section. But then we will have a guess at what game spot will give the score it. So how many out of 10 it will give it. So it will be Dirt 3 this week. Joey, what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it an 8.5, Ryan.
8.5.
This isn't based on my opinion, because if I was to rate it, I've rated one of the most impossible games in the world, and I'll give it a 4. But for the people that can play it and know how to play it, it's one of the ace games. That's why, Ryan, I recommend you don't get it, because I know you won't be able to play it.
I'm going to get it.
Waste of money.
Possibly. I might rent it, actually. I might go down your route. Anyway, I'm going to have a guess that, because I was going to give it an 8.5, I'm going to go with 8.
Okay, then. Right, let's move on to the listener feedback. Yeah, we have none, so...
Yeah.
You can give it to us by email at... Ryan will say...
thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com.
I'd like to clarify, he's only saying that because I cannot pronounce it.
Yeah, I was just about to ask why I was the one who always said
and
that.
And you can post us on our blog at thatgamereviewblog.blogspot.com, or you can go onto our Twitter page at thatgamereviews.
You can indeed. So, lastly, we are going to give shout-outs for our 5-star iTunes reviews when we get some.
And we will also be giving shout-outs to people that go onto our blog, click on the video, comment, and give us a good review.
Yeah. I would just like to clarify that if you give us a 1-star review, we will give you an FU on the show.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty good. But, to be honest, we haven't had no comments on our blog yet. And the first person to comment, you know, we're going to...
We'll give a shout out to on the show.
Yeah, we'll give them a round of applause.
Yeah, you will be famous to the whole two people that listen to... Well, three people that listen to this. Me, Joey, and my mum.
Oh, I'm trying to get my mum into this, actually.
Yeah, your mum won't watch it.
No, I know, she's too cool.
Yeah, she has standards. Anyway, so, I think that's about it. Do you have any last words to say, Joey? Since it is obviously the end of the world.
Farewell.
Yeah, I would just like to say, if it is truly the end of the world, then you won't be listening to this. So, we've just wasted the last 40 minutes. I hope you're all happy with yourselves.
Yep. Is there anything else we need to say?
Yeah. I would like actually to say something that we forgot to say. LA Noire uses some technology that's new to gaming. It could be game changing.
Ah.
It could be the end of the world as we know it.
Well, it is. It might be the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. Well, possibly. But no. It uses this face scanning technology, and that looks pretty cool in the
game. Alright then, so I'm just going to put this out there. Ryan, how would you feel about if later on tonight,
yeah,
we do like a little live game review recorded of LA Noire?
We may do that. We may not. We may. We haven't yet decided.
I think we should do it, so we might do it.
Well, because Joey thinks we do it, we probably will end up doing it. If we don't, remember, you can send that hate mail to thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com, subject heading, why?
We have had many subject headings this episode.
Yeah, if you can remember them all, please send us an email at thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com, subject heading, I remembered them all, and then list them all.
Ah, but if you didn't remember all, also send us a... Hate mail to that game review blog. @gmail.com with subject hating. Why are you still going?
Yeah, well, we're not gonna still be going by tomorrow because we'll all be dead. And if
I actually know the reason why it's called the Rapture. It's a day of the end of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where God comes down and takes his, you know, his followers, if you will, up to heaven, and his people that don't accept him, they are left on the earth.
Sweet, so I'm staying on earth and you're going to heaven.
Yeah, I am a Christian.
I'm not. So please don't send that hate mail to thatgamereviewsblog@gmail.com, subject heading, don't send that hate mail.
Yes, and if you do send that hate mail, send it to yourself.
Hey, me?
No.
Them.
Send it to themselves.
Alright. Okay. That made sense.
That's about time we end the show. Alright, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Sorry about the technical difficulties at the end of the podcast. It was all Joey's fault. For any hate mail you'd like to send him, please send it to thatgamereviewblog@gmail.com, subject heading, we all hate Joey. Thank you, and goodbye.